time for the business news from Conor Brophy.
That's right, Carl. Even though the markets are closed, I'm open for business. The Swiss company Weatherford International is moving its headquarters to Ireland. The oil and gas services firm is one of a number of companies to make that move recently, including compatriot Pentair and also Yahoo, which moved its European headquarters to Ireland from Switzerland. Among the reasons seems to be a new law approved by Swiss voters last year in a referendum that allows shareholders directly to vote on the pay of senior management. Passenger numbers at Aer Lingus Regional rose for the ninth month in a row in March. The airline is operated by Stobart Air, as the former Air Arran is now known. It carried just over 94,000 passengers in March. That's up 9% on the same month last year. That's not all like-for-like growth. Aer Lingus Regional has launched a number of routes during the year, including a Dublin-Manchester and a Dublin-Birmingham route. In a statement, Simon Fagan, commercial director at Stobart Air, says it's continuing to see strong growth in passengers using Aer Lingus Regional routes to connect with transatlantic services through Irish airports. The wealth of American households has increased by $25 trillion since 2009, thanks largely to rising house and share prices. But according to analysis by JP Morgan chief economist Michael Feroli, only 1.7 cents of every extra dollar in wealth is being spent by consumers. Between 1952 and 2009, Americans on average spent 3.8 cents of every additional dollar in wealth. One reason being advanced to explain why the wealth effect might not be what it once was is that a disproportionate amount of that $25 trillion has gone to those who are already rich and therefore less inclined to incremental increases in spending. Now, Easter lamb, an enduring seasonal favourite, of course, and exports of Irish lamb remain a strong performer. Figures from Bord Bia show the entire Irish sheep sector is worth €290 million a year to the economy. 75% of that output is exported. We'll have more on that with Declan Fennell, Bord Bia's sheep meat sector manager, at 10 to 8. Finally for now, though, although the stock exchange closed, in currency news, the euro worth $1.38 and 82.3 pence sterling.